Right, okay, we're up to Simon Mem, and we're going to be learning Sif Aleph from Mitzvah Shem tonight, which contains many important halachas. What about if a tefillin falls? What's the halacha? I don't know if it's ever happened to you, tefillin falling down. What do you do if it's in a bag? If it's not in a bag, what do you do then? Yeah. Put one in stock. Very good. And what about if they were still in a box? Does that make any difference? The tzuos were out and the batim were in the box. What
it happened to me the other week. I couldn't get in touch with the rob, so I looked up on the internet.
What is he paskin?
Tor.org.
What is that? What's that site?
It's one of the many.
Really, Tor.org.
Google. That's
fun
for me. So it says.
It says
if it falls in a. Even just like the plastic box, and it's considered to be in a container, and you can be more makeable. And kovakoyma, if it falls in like the velvet bag on top of that.
Right.
And if it falls onto a table just by itself without anything on it, because the table isn't considered the floor. If it does fall onto the floor, then it's a simon ra.
Very good, very good. By the way, just. Yeah, I wonder. Right, so this is one important shaila. And we'll be talking also about a little bit about Sefer Torah, Chas V'Shalom, that falls down. What happens if a Sefer Torah falls down? What's the halacha then? So let us see a little bit. We're going to be touching on all the halachas as well. Okay, Sif Aleph. Also, it lois tefillin. You're not allowed to hang up. You're not to hang. Also, it lois. You're not allowed to hang up tefillin. Bein bevatim, bein rutsuas. Whether it's the batim or the rutsuas part of it, don't hang up your tefillin. But if they're wrapped up, in a bag, you'll have to hang up the bag which has in it the tefillin. So in other words, imagine your tefillin shel rosh, and you just need to go out for a minute, or you don't take it and put it on a hook. That's what it's talking about. That don't you take your tefillin shel rosh, you need to go out for a minute. Don't want to put it on a table. No table available. Don't know where to put it. You see a hook on the side, which is really meant for your coat. Don't hang up. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Don't hang up your tefillin on a. Don't hang it up. So also it loosened tefillin ben bevatim ben brutzus avol mutla it loosened bekissan. But if they are wrapped up in a bag, you have to take the bag and hang up the bag on a hook. That you can do. Why is all that? Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah cotton valve also it loose. Guess what the reason is? Why can't you do it? Says the Mishnah Berurah ali yosim mipnei because shudech bezon. It's disrespectful. Don't hang up if it's disrespect. It's disrespectful to do so. Bein bevatim sif cotton base. Shabatim tluis lemato. Whether the batim are hanging down. Bein shorutzuas tluis lemato. Whether the rutzuas are hanging down. So whichever direction you hang it up, the batim on top or the batim on bottom, you can't hang it up. Mikol mokim nevertheless. Beakroi bealna. In a permanent basis, you're allowed to do that. If you're holding the tefillin in your hands and the rutsuas are hanging down, that ain't hakpit, you don't have to be makpit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is addressing an interesting point. What's the halacha? What's the halacha if you put on the tefillin? Now, when you put the tefillin shel rosh on, there's two ways of doing it, really. But how do many people do it? How do you put on the tefillin shel rosh? It's really two ways of doing it. Right. Very good. So there's two ways you're doing it. Some people hold to the bais, and they put on the bais, and after they straighten up, the ritzua is around the head. That's one way. Others don't. You hold by the ritzua, and you put it like this, and you tighten up the bais. Now, does that mean the fact that we just learned now that you're not allowed to hang up the tefillin, does that mean that you can't do it in the latter way? But does it mean that you have to hold on the bais and then tighten up the ritzuas around your head? Does that mean you can't actually hold? Because the other, if you're holding the ritzua, and then is that disrespectful, in other words, to do it the other way around?
It's not on your head. It's resting on your head.
It's resting. Before, when you're putting it on. So it's in the doing the action. I was once told off. I remember when I was a bacha. I remember that somebody once said you can't hold a tefillin like that. But what Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'ein bichlal zeh," and this does not include. This does not mean tefillin shel rosh toloi be'avir. When a tefillin is holding in your hanging in the air, umachzikon beyad, and you're holding it with your hand, beretzuas, beretzuas, umesimam, and you place him alarosh on the head. That does not include. That's not a problem. Why? Key, because zeu tzorich anachoson. Very much like you're saying. Tzorich anachoson. That's for the purpose of putting your tefillin on. Therefore, that's not a problem. That's not disrespectful at all. So you're putting your tefillin on, so you can do it in either way. That's not disrespectful at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch taught us that Avonmut lit loisim bekisan, that in the bag you can hang it up. The Sefer Torah, however, Sefer Torah also lit loisim bechol gavne. You're not allowed to hang up a Sefer Torah under any circumstances. Afilu shei be'orin hakodesh v'toyle orin hakodesh. So what it's talking about is that you could, in theory, have a Sefer Torah which is hanging in the orin hakodesh. So instead of having what most shuls have, that you place them within two holes, and then they're being held from the bottom, you could in theory have, and apparently it does exist, I understand from the poskim, certainly from the earlier poskim, you can have something that holds the Sefer Torah from the top, with that, not from the bottom, but from the top. So is that disrespectful or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows, that the Sefer Torah also let loisa b'chol gavne, afilu shehi b'orin hakodesh, even if it's on hakodesh, you cannot hang up a Sefer Torah. V'toyle on hakodesh. Yeah.
So you can't hang up the on
hakodesh. Yeah, even the on hakodesh, well, that's right, it's two different things, you're right. The on hakodesh as well. You cannot have a hanging on hakodesh, and that's right, yes.
It can crack.
But even if it doesn't crack, it would be also, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so he does say that the toilet on a kodesh, even though on a kodesh is hanging on a kodesh, and you're trying to, that would be also as well. He says, "I'm bechay odom klal lamet aleph shekosel." The chayodom paskins that afilu k'shor on a kodesh mechuba beyesedus lekosel also. Even if the on a kodesh is connected tightly and firmly onto the wall also, it's also culture in tacht of omet of ama. As long as there's nothing in the bottom, there has to be held from the bottom. The point is, the sefer Torah needs to be held from the bottom. So whichever. No, I think that he's matter that because he says culture ain't tacht of oimet davama. He's referring to the Sefer Torah. There has to be something holding the Sefer Torah from the bottom. I believe that's what he's referring to. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but he's saying the chayodom. I think he passes like the chayodom. The chayodom seems to be saying that as long as you have got something from the bottom, it will be all right. That's what I think the chayodom said. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting what you're pointing out, because especially, it seems to be a bit of a machlokes, because you're quite right. The way the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we said now, is that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, culture ain't tacht of oimet dovo ma, that is the crucial point, that there has to be something holding it from the bottom. The Ha'oros on the side point out that that's actually not the wording of the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom doesn't actually say those words. And it seemed to be on the contrary, it says, I'm quoting from the Ha'or on the side number 3, who's quoting word by word the Chai Odom. He said that the Nishmas Odom there says, She'im kova daf u'miniach olav, as on a kodesh nechshav on kemunach kevloi ketolui. So it seems to be saying that the Chai Odom itself is unclear. But just to go back into the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening that as long as you've got something held, holding it from the bottom, it's all right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening. And how that fits into Chai Odom is a bit questionable, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening, yeah.
Can you drill in a wooden board?
Yes, that would be fine. If that's what's holding the Sefer Torah, that's fine. Continues now that, yeah. I very much think that it's a bizoyan. I think that it comes from a bizoyan. This Shulchan Aruch is a bizoyan Shulchan Aruch. It's disrespectful. There is something about holding something from the as opposed to hanging.
I'm just thinking, I know this is completely, I'm imagining imagining a situation where, God forbid, there's a Beis Knesset which is on fire, and you want to rescue the Sifrei Torah. Let's say it's a third floor, and it might be that the easiest way to do that is to like lower them down from a window. So then that would be
certainly if. You're talking about Hatzalah, yeah. saving the Sefer Torah. There's no doubt about it. You can do it in any way. You could be even less respectful than that you just mentioned, and you'd have to do it. Yeah, to save it from... very good. Okay, just going to the next page of the Mishnah. I'm just skipping two lines. The Mishnah Berurah brings on the top of the next page, Mutar lichtov psukim b'niyov v'litloisem b'pesach beis ha'knesses. That's just an additional point. I'll put in a different paragraph. And now he said that you're allowed to write Mutar lichtov psukim b'niyov. You're allowed to write psukim on a paper v'litloisem to hang them b'pesach beis ha'knesses. You're allowed to hang up, very similar to this actually. You're allowed to hang up psukim on a paper and to hang them up in the entrance of a beis ha'knesses. Mishnah Berurah says that's not disrespectful. You're allowed to do that. Maybe that's why we hang up in our sukkahs, besukkahs teishvu, shivas yomim. And as boch ato b'vayecho, boch ato b'tzeisecho, we do that, and we don't consider it disrespectful, though he may get wet, he may fall down, we hang up sukkim in our sukkahs as well. It's not considered disrespectful. There's a Mishnah elsewhere that questions this a little bit, but I think the minhag is that we do allow hanging up sukkim even in sukkahs. And now comes the Mishnah that I wanted to address. Noyagin ha'olam leis anos. The minhag of the world is leis anos to fast. Kshinoi fell tefillin miyodah al oretz. When tefillin fall, the custom is to fast. Look at the words al ha'oretz, on the ground. Beloi na'atikon, if they're not wrapped up. V'u'adin and simli kshinoi fell sefer Torah. And sefer Torah, we eat, the minhag is to fast. Afilu b'na'atikon, even if they're wrapped up. Ayin be'li rabbi shekosav. Eli Rabbi adds that afilu tefillin b'na'atikon, tefillin which are wrapped up, yitin putel tzedok, you should give tzedok. Again, three halachas. Halacha number one, tefillin if they fall on the ground, if they're not wrapped up, they're not covered, they're not protected, you fast. Point number two, sefer Torah, even if they are wrapped, even if it is wrapped up, you fast. And third point, in the name of the Eli Rabbi, that tefillin which are wrapped up, the meaning is to give a putel, give a bit of money to tzedok as well. Okay. The first duke, which I think is very important, is what happens if the Sefer Torah falls on the table in front of you? As you're putting on the tefillin, they fall down on the table. And they're not wrapped up. What's the halacha then? Tefillin.
It's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it's not...
Why don't you have it too fast?
Because it's not halacha.
Exactly. So that's very important. The person can do... Amidayik, this is exactly the same duke as you're saying in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says the word al ha'oretz, on the ground. So it sounds like that if it doesn't fall on the ground, there is no need to fast. Point number one. Point number two, what happens if a person falls down whilst he's wearing Sefer Torah? Whilst he's wearing the tefillin. He's wearing the tefillin and he's falling down. Does he need to fast? What do you think? No? He's running for his aliyah. Very good. So it's another duke really, because if you look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah says, May yodoi. From his hand. So it sounds like it actually slipped off his hand and he fell down. If a person falls down, I'm quoting the poskim, contemporary poskim, direct from Mishnah Berurah, that if it falls from his hand, that's where you need to fast. You won't need to fast if it's not falling off, if it's just on your body, you don't actually have to fast. It's not as disrespectful, it's not so, you won't have to fast. The poskim ask, when would you need to fast? If it does fall off, and it does fall on the ground and it's not wrapped up, when do you actually need to fast? Same day. So the poskim say, if you haven't eaten anything on that day, it's a simon min hashamayim, you should fast. Something is not good, you should fast on that day. If you haven't eaten anything, you haven't drank anything, fast on that day. Are you going to say, I didn't do Kabbalah's tainis? We know that generally you need to accept the tainis for it to be a real tainis. That's an exception. True, normally you need to be Kabbalah's tainis, b'shas mincha. Over here, we don't have to do that because it's a simon min hashamayim, something is very seriously wrong. You fast on that day if you haven't eaten. Of course, if you have eaten, you won't fast on that day. There's no point fasting once you've eaten. Therefore, you will say Kabbalah's tainis ideally that day. If not possible, you're going to do it the next day. The following few days, you're going to do Kabbalah's tainis, b'shas mincha, and you're going to fast the following day. And that's the minhag by many people. The contemporary poskim they bring from Rav Eliashiv and from other poskim that we learned when we learned the Chastainas, that nowadays it's a very hard fast to fast. And so many contemporary poskim say that it's very hard to fast, and if you can't work properly, if you can't learn properly, if you're employed and you feel you can't function properly, and there's a Choshe Mishpat Shal, you're employed and and you're earning money for your work, and if you're fasting, you're not working efficiently. It's not right. It's not really right, right? Especially if it's, you know, the employer wants you to work efficiently and do your work, and you are fasting. So you're really fasting on his cheshbon. So the poskim, especially if you're learning Torah, and learning Torah also you can't because you've got a spitting headache because you're fasting, etc., etc. So the poskim, and I've mentioned many poskim are a bit more lenient nowadays, and they say that if a person is really affected by the tinnitus and he can't work well, he can't learn well, he can't do his things properly, one can be lenient and just give tzedakah instead. You give tzedakah instead. So many poskim are makel, but it shouldn't happen in the first place. But if it does happen, then some say one can do that. Yeah. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says that. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Tainus, the Tainus Dibur is a lot, because it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder than to give a bit of money away from your, you know, it's a bit harder, it's much harder to have a Tainus Dibur than to fast. Yeah.
Probably worse for your employers if you're not speaking to anyone than if you're just noticing.
Yeah. That's the Mishnah Berurah Pascha. That's
by the Tefillin.
Right. With regards to. Right. What about anybody seeing it happening? If you see that somebody drops his tefillin, do you have to fast? Oh, so that's a very big difference. That's where it leads to his vater. With regards to tefillin, there's not a chef. Your neighbor, something is tefillin drop, and he has to fast. You don't. You don't have to fast. That's different with regards to sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is a very interesting halacha. Rabbi Moshe speaks about it in Shuvos. There's a halacha of haroya sefer tefillin that fall, sefer Torah that fall down. A roya, somebody who sees the sefer Torah falls down, there's a halacha of fasting there as well. Again, the same halacha applies, and that's more severe. We see that tefillin is not as severe as sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, we see that even if it's been articled, if it's wrapped up, and we see that there's an additional halacha of haroya, somebody who sees it happening, has got actually halachas, and not only the person who's holding it, but a person who is who's seeing this happening has to fast as well. Again, if it's not possible, he can't, he's finding it very difficult, etc., you can give tzedakah instead. But really, he's within the same category, he really should really fast. Yeah.
What about mezuzahs, if you're putting a mezuzah on your wall and it falls on the floor?
Good question. They're normally wrapped up, though. Yeah. I wonder, would the passing man help, though? Good. Blini, I'll think about it. Good question. Yeah. Probably. I don't know if to I mean, the poskim do say that it's a simon hashemayim. There's something wrong about that tzibur. There's something not right about it. So just to turn yourself away, it's probably not the right thing to do. Probably not the right thing. Interesting. The poskim say, what happens if you're still holding one atzichaim and one like by glile this could happen. You know, one atzichaim you're still holding, the other one is falling down. Imagine that kind of scenario. So it's interesting, Moshe is actually quite lenient. Moshe says that the chatchil should fast, but you have it's not really an absolute requirement because you're still holding it to some extent. One atzichaim is in your hand, the other one is down. Moshe is quite lenient, yeah.
I've spent some chastera 1 year in Kenton, in my in-laws. They have a lot of apostles sefer Torah.
Very good, right, apostles sefer Torah. Very interesting, Shaila. So the poskim are lenient. The poskim are quite lenient. When it comes to apostle sefer Torah, also with regards to apostle tefillin, they are quite lenient. There is still an inyan to fast, but it's not as a necessity as here. It's not a requirement. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemai. We started learning about not hanging the tefillin, whether from this side and from the other side, or it's not allowed to hang them up, it's derech bizoyin. We said, as you're putting them on, there's no problem, it's fine. You're allowed to hang up the tefillin once they're in the bag, if they're in the bag. We then learned about falling tefillin. We said that the minhag is to fast, unless they are wrapped up, but one should fast when the tefillin fall down, as long as they're falling down on the ground. If they're falling on the table, there's no need. If they're wrapped up, there's no halacha of fasting, but one should give a putel, it's one should give a bit of tzedakah. With regards to the sefer Torah, there's two chumos. One chumos is that first of all, a roya, somebody who sees it, should fast, as well as the person who was holding it, and also that the halacha of sefer Torah is different. That even benar tikkun, even if they're wrapped up, if they're wrapped up, the halacha is one should fast and not just give tzedakah. And again, we said that the post came up a bit more lenient nowadays. If necessary, a person can't fast, one can get away with tzedakah if necessary. Wish you all a gemach sim tova, good gebenshtar, gemach sim tova. Tovishu b'niskavu b'ein zashem.